This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. Despite reports of serious problems with testing and data manipulation at a state lab, the state's chief medical officer says Coloradans can trust that their water is safe. Dr. Dent Kalange says a chemist with the agency manipulated data, affecting the accuracy of thousands of water tests going back several years.
The chemist wasn't changing the actual lab results, but changing the control measures that are used to calibrate the machine.
The state health department says the problems involve about 3% of drinking water systems, mostly smaller ones, serving about 180,000 people. Colorado Springs has officially redrawn its city council district boundaries. KRCC's Mike Purcell reports the new map is available now.
City Clerk Sarah Johnson released the updated version last week after several months of public meetings and discussions. The city's six council districts need to be redrawn every 4 years, according to the city charter. The goal is to divide each district as evenly as possible by population. This year, that means 25 precincts changed districts in a way that also allows for future growth along the city's northern and eastern areas. The new map is identical to a preliminary one released in October, and it will be used for the upcoming municipal election of city council members in April. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
You can see those new maps at krcc.org. Canada lynx in the southern Rocky Mountains are the subject of newly proposed habitat protections from U.S. wildlife officials. Climate change and human activities threaten the forest-dwelling wildcats. The Fish and Wildlife Service on Wednesday announced a final recovery plan for the species that's been in the works for years. The new protections in Colorado and northern New Mexico were long sought by wildlife advocates. It's uncertain whether those protections will hold during the next presidential administration. This is CPR News and KRCC.